Grace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First, I suppose a few words of introduction might be helpful at this point. I would also like to report to you that I recently was in conversation with and Pastor Wayne and Jackie, and they extend to all of you their best and fullest wishes for a blessed Christmas. They look good. They seem to be enjoying life, and indeed they should. Wayne has deserved this for a while. He's done wonderful work. For myself, I'm Doug Stensby. For those of you that I have not had a chance to meet yet, I'm the interim here, and I almost forgot to do this because I have already, and only in less than 2 months' time, it sort of feels like home. So I don't consider myself the stranger until we get into new things I haven't done before, but it is indeed a treat to be able to be with you tonight and to share this incredible story. Even though I must say this is a story we all know way too well, and the question is always, what shall we find here in this particular text again? This is a rather unique year. It is the centennial of the beginning of World War I. What began in the spring with a simple and shooting, an almost by an accident of two royal members of family, then escalated bit by bit until the firing began in August. Everyone assumed that the whole thing would be over in pretty much a matter of weeks, and that there would be prizes to claim and all of this, and everyone would think, isn't this a wonderful thing? Well, it wasn't. And certainly even for this, the soldiers who had only been in the trenches for a matter of months, it was getting really old. It was not a good life for them. There they were, hunkered down in a position that was easy to defend, but you couldn't move. And so you would wait until you were in order to go and over the top and hope that perhaps it all might work. Well, it never quite did. And they got to a place where these lines divided up all over Europe. It was absolutely destroyed the territory, and somehow these armies existed yards apart, certainly within yelling distance. But the amazing thing is that, and it happened. Perhaps, at about this time, and no one quite knows when or where it began first, but it's a good bet that it was someplace around Christmas Eve. And strangely enough, the reports come from all over the Western Front, and even on the Eastern Front as well, a similar thing took place. Little places across the lines where soldiers began to connect with the story of Jesus. British heard being sung carols that they knew. It was being sung in German, of course, but they began to join in singing in English. And then, of course, it went the other way. Sometimes it would be the British who would start, and the Germans would recognize these songs of faith. It was the kind of thing that strangely brought peace in the middle of war. That does not happen easily, which causes us to wonder, how did it happen here? You would think that when the angels come and proclaim glory to God in the highest in heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors, the middle of a trench would not be a place that you would begin to expect such things. You might expect that this might begin inside the temple or something, or perhaps like Zechariah's experience, to be so overcome with the possibility of good news that you are simply struck silent. I mean, let's and face it, these things actually happen, and there are lots of stories throughout the gospel where God in Jesus Christ makes a connection with a particular individual and brings them in their own strange way to new life. But you wouldn't expect too much that it would happen in the middle of war. There's nothing about war that is particularly pleasing, and certainly for God who gives life, for us to take life in such a drastic way, there are costs to be paid. Even in that war, it would continue on for years and years. And even now, 100 years later, the debates still rage. Was it worth it? Could have been avoided? Should America have joined in? Should we not have joined in? And then the inevitable what ifs. Fascinating stuff to speculate on. But it doesn't help us to understand what is going on here. It's interesting that in the midst of the dirt and the muck and the bad food and all of those things that those soldiers endured, that somehow they found Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And they found it compelling enough that they were willing to venture out and perhaps at least to make a connection with that and soldier across the way who wore a different uniform but apparently worshiped the same God. And from that little wave across the way of one soldier to another and realizing that they were still alive and hadn't been shot at yet, a few brave ones began to get up and to venture out. And that's when the amazing things began to take place. Sharing of stories and postcards and pictures and food and tobacco and all kinds of things were shared together on that particular day. This was all, of course, highly frowned upon by the experts in warfare. This is not a good way to run a war. But at the time, it was the thing to do. And so they did. There's even some talk that they played football of some sort, although, of course, the terrain wasn't at all fit for a real game, but they still enjoyed it. And there are varying accounts as to how long it lasted in each place along the front, but it did last a while. Jesus was born and was placed in a manger. Mangers are not clean. Jesus came to give himself for those who were in need. And so it may not be surprising that Jesus came on that night to these soldiers who were in need of peace and healing and all that they sought. It's not surprising that Jesus would be willing to do such things, for this is the Jesus who is willing to reach out and touch a leper. This is the Jesus who made it a point to heal an unclean woman from another nation that would have been looked down upon. This is the Jesus who is willing to meet a skeptical religious expert in the middle of the night so that no one else will know. Jesus came into this world to bring peace. And God does it in some way in the hearts and lives of those who listen. And maybe it is that it just begins in a Christmas carol, or maybe it begins in something that reminds us of stories of long ago, or those experiences that have been shared across dining room and tables, or gathered around the tree and opening up gifts. All of these things are things that God can use. But in Jesus Christ, God brings peace. Peace to the world and to all those on whom God has in favor. And when you think about it, that's everyone. Amen.